Radiant beams from thy holy face, with the dawn of redeeming grace. Jesus, Lord, at thy birth, Jesus, Lord.
Welcome to the podcast. You're listening to Girl Meets Girl, a podcast about choosing happily ever after. You can find us on the web at girlmeetsgirl.net or girlmeetsgirlpodcast.com.
This is episode 110.
This is quiet.
A winter solstice episode or summer solstice, depending where you are on the planet. My name is Toast.
And this is Sienna.
And in this episode, we're going to talk a little bit about just the solstice mindset and just some practices or maybe even some rituals that will help to edify your experience of the solstice season. Well, I guess we should announce what that song was.
Well, we sure should.
You probably know that song already, Silent Night. that last verse was in the Hawaiian language. Sienna and I were both born and raised in the Hawaiian Islands. And that was us. That was us singing. We have a Christmas CD. It's called 7 Days of Christmas. And we're going to have a link in the episode's show notes so that you can hear more from that album and order yourself a copy if you would like.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so solstice.
Solstice.
Now, solstice is only recently kind of coming into the mainstream awareness. I think The Gap had a television ad that mentioned it, mm-hmm. along with, you know, Christmas and Kwanzaa and Hanukkah and all that stuff. But more and more people are talking about solstice, and we think that's a great thing. Solstice happens twice a year. It's one in the winter and one in the summer. Mm-hmm. And it is the longest day of the year and also the shortest day, depending which one you're talking about. For us here in the Northern Hemisphere, winter solstice, of course, is the shortest day of the year. And after solstice, the days become longer. And we start moving into or towards springtime.
So this year, winter solstice is actually December 21st.
Okay.
And it really is a wonderful time to be quiet.
Like we are being now.
To go inside.
Well, it really is. It's a way to live in rhythm and in harmony with the natural cycle.
Yes. Very true. So true. Yep.
And you'll notice if you've been to the website, the picture we chose to represent this episode is a picture of the Sleeping Beauty Castle all lit up at Disneyland.
Mm-hmm.
We thought that was a really nice image to go along with winter solstice.
Yes.
Because of the idea of light coming out and rising out of the darkness, out of the darkness of winter. The idea and the feeling of hope and the idea of renewal. And winter solstice, like Sienna mentioned, time to be quiet. Time to kind of retire from the busyness. Time to be alone and quiet your mind, quiet your heart. Be okay with stillness, with the idea that out of that, naturally will arise inspiration, activity, and worthy tasks.
Mm-hmm. Because, you know, we all need some time to regroup, recalibrate, and winter solstice is the perfect time for doing that, because it will really help you to live more in a more balanced way. Because again, we also have times when we're busy and running around like crazy people.
Right. Like that. Like the car zooming past.
Which, you know, again, is oftentimes in December when people are rushing around during the Christmas holiday.
Yeah, it's really...
But it really goes against our natural rhythm, which is really to go more quiet and to...
Like the bears hibernating
reassess.
During winter.
Yeah.
And all of nature is just winding down, you know.
All of nature, yep.
Yeah.
But it's also a nice time to... eat seasonally.
Ooh, what do you mean by that?
Well, it's a, you know, because I had to Google actually, you know, what are winter fruits and vegetables? Because in Hawaii, you know.
Yeah, there's not really winter.
We have all year long. Right.
Yeah. In Hawaii, it's more like the wet season and the dry season.
Yeah. Right. So you can also eat seasonally. Well, you can eat seasonally all year long. So in the winter solstice time, you might want to honor certain winter fruits and vegetables.
Like what?
Like beets.
Well, like root vegetables, yeah.
Beets.
Potatoes, sweet potatoes.
Brussels sprouts. Cabbage. Cabbage is a winter vegetable.
I didn't know that.
I'm trying to name the ones that, you know, I mean, we don't have all year round. I mean, basically, you can get everything all year round, though, huh?
Well, if you're...
Okay, that's a whole other story.
Yeah.
Okay. Food Inc. Watch Food Inc. I'm sorry. Okay.
Ooh,
should I stop?
No, that's fine.
Okay.
We'll just put a little link to Food Inc., the movie, the great documentary.
The movie. Parsnips. Persimmons.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. Grapes.
Huh.
Yeah.
So, apples?
Anyways, you know.
That's more like a fall thing, I guess.
Apples
huh?
are not on this chart.
Because cider is a big thing.
That's true. But maybe they're old apples.
Yeah, they're old apples that you just boil and you cook down and you make. And they're fermented by the time, yeah? Cider. Yeah.
But anyways, so winter solstice.
And what I was going to point out is that the way that our Western society has evolved, you know, the winter time with the holidays, it's known for being hectic and busy and just bombastic and so much activity and deadlines and stress. And so the honoring of winter solstice and really trying to have a personal practice that goes along with it, that is quiet. And that is, you know, inward.
Right.
It really takes a lot of conscious effort to have a meaningful experience of that.
Yes.
And we wanted to maybe suggest that to you and support you in that.
Right.
Because we, Lord knows, we need that. We need support and...
we do.
Encouragement to really honor that. Sienna and I are involved in a lot of different things.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a real challenge for us. To make ourselves have quiet time and have nothing on our schedule, right?
We're still working on it.
Yeah, we're always working on that. So we thought, okay, let's talk, let's give a pep talk to ourselves, a talk of encouragement to ourselves to make it a real priority to block off big, meaningful chunks of time.
Quiet time.
And spend time just journaling.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and even just sitting quietly.
Right. But I got to say, though, that because Toast and I pretty much have always had a lot on our plates. We don't we want to change that, you know. We do feel oftentimes out of balance because of how much we commit to and all of that stuff. We're talking more work things. But because our schedule has been like that for a great many years, from early on, we created a quiet time practice for ourselves that pretty much is essential. And we commit to it every single morning for the most part. There are very few mornings when we do not do this, but every single morning, and we've mentioned this before, we really don't talk to each other much except saying good morning or whatever, or move, get out of the way. But
you're blocking the coffee maker.
I need coffee. But we do start our mornings journaling, reading things that feel nourishing to us spiritually, and just being quiet and sitting there, you know, toast drinks tea, I drink coffee, and we have that morning time of reflection individually. And that, by starting our morning, starting our days that way, we know we've started off in a centered place anyways. And then who knows what happens after that, but you know, hopefully we can sustain it, but at least every morning we start that way. So winter solstice, we kind of try to bump it up a notch and, create larger chunks of time doing that. So we'll still do that morning ritual of ours. And then
now, wait, before you move on to that though, I have a confession to make.
Yeah.
And just a reality check that I just want to put out there.
Okay.
And acknowledge that for myself, I noticed that it has been, I'll say in the past, because I don't want to continue this, but it has been in the past so easy and natural for me to just kind of, oh, instead of journaling, I'll just check my email.
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
And then there's links to all these things and I just check all my favorite sites. And then next thing you know, half an hour, 45 minutes later, it's time to get ready.
Right.
Don't have journaling time this morning.
I understand.
You know, and it's just so easy for me to get caught up in that. But and let me, so for myself, and I
want to say something, but
what?
I'm going to interrupt.
Okay.
The reason
I interrupted you. Now you're interrupting
me. Okay, I'm going to interrupt you now.
Okay.
Because, and I think part of the reason is that Toast and I live in a small place. And so where I do my morning ritual, there is no computer. I don't have a computer by me. But I know that if I did, it would be so easy to click on it to just go, okay, oh, what's going on today? You know, and stuff like that. Where Toast has her morning time, there is a computer around. So I think if you didn't have it, if it wasn't right there, I know you wouldn't be clicking on it.
Right.
You wouldn't.
Well, yeah, because it wouldn't be there to click on.
Yeah, I mean, but, you'd be disciplined. Like, oh, my morning area is right here. Well, there's no computer.
That's the word, though, discipline and vigilance. Because, okay, there is a computer, you know, and I've realized that, wow, it really does take a conscious effort on my part. And I think this is true for everybody. I think it's human nature to just allow yourself, especially in our day and age, to be distracted. I mean, there are distractions everywhere. Right. When you're in the checkout market, they're showing you, when you're filling up gas, they're showing you commercials and TV and all this stuff. It's ridiculous.
It's like we're all little kids. Like we can't even handle ourselves. Yeah. We got to occupy our, stimulate our brains.
It's ridiculous. Yeah. So, and we're so used to that. And so it's a conscious discipline to always be vigilant and say, no, I'm going to set myself up. And I do this. I try to do this the night before. I'll arrange my writing journal, you know,
have it all out and ready to go.
My edifying reading material for the next morning, I'll have it there. And so all I have to do is just sit down in front of it. And still, even that is a decision to be like, okay, I'm going to choose to sit down here, not in front of the computer. Because I could say, well, I'm going to journal in front of the computer.
But you know what?
No, it doesn't work. Doesn't
happen.
You
know how I relate to that though?
How?
What I do? What my confession now?
Okay.
Is sometimes I will, instead of picking up my like spiritual reading stuff, I'll go, oh, there's a catalog.
Yeah.
Let me go through this catalog first.
Right.
Yeah. But I think even if that happens, you know, for the times that the distraction happens. Mm-hmm. I think the main thing, though, is that is to carve out a specific time to focus and get centered. Because even if, say, you don't use the whole time for that, mm-hmm. I guarantee you, you've used some time for that, mm. even if not the whole time, mm. you know? And I think that makes a huge difference. And just knowing you've done that for yourself, that you have dedicated time for that.
And at least even if you don't spend that time in a spiritual mode, mm-hmm. you know, journaling or meditating or whatever, you can never say that, oh, I don't have time.
Right.
You have the time. You're yes. just not using it for that.
Yes.
You
know? Yes.
So that's what makes it a lot easier.
So
for me.
We it's should
like,
feel
I have the time.
Yeah, and we should feel, you know, proud of ourselves that we've at least we yes. know that in the morning, like because okay, I know it might not sound like a big deal to some of you out there, but it is a big deal for us. I mean, we're so committed, we will wake up early so that we have that time. You know, how we use it may differ from day to day, you know, the intensity of it, I guess. Mm-hmm. But we commit, we wake up early so that we do have that time to sit and contemplate. We wake up at 4 a.m, people. I'm serious, okay? We do. We wake up 4 a.m, and that hardly ever varies. And if we can afford to sleep in, we will sleep in, but the first thing we do is we start our morning with that same sacred kind of time. We really do. And it's taken many years for us to get to that point, but we are 4 a.m.ers.
And I can honestly say that since I have recently renewed my commitment to spending time journaling and not checking on the latest headlines, I really
'cause you're a HuffPo.
Yeah, I love the Huffington Post. I'm always telling Sienna, oh, I saw this thing on the Huffington Post. And yeah, if I choose to spend my hour, 45 minutes or whatever, looking at headlines, I feel informed. Mm-hmm. I feel like I'm up on everything.
But are you really informed? Depends on your source.
Right, exactly. But recently, in the past couple of weeks, after having renewed my spiritual practice in the morning, instead of being informed and checking on all the latest headlines in all mm-hmm, different areas, mm-hmm. money, news, you know, politics, sports, blah. Yeah, right, sports. I don't check that.
you lost the dyke point.
Yeah, I did.
It's okay.
But I feel so much more connected to divinity.
Yes.
And my days, the things that happen, I'm able to process them and relate to them.
You're
in
nicer.
A way. Am I nicer?
Yeah, well, I want to make a comment, but okay, after I finish your thought, okay. because I've been interrupting.
But I've been interrupting you right back, so it's all good. But I have felt more relational to life in general, and that feels so good. Like, I feel like I'm growing more as a person in a conscious way. I feel like I'm on a mission together with spirit, the great spirit in life. And that's what makes life fulfilling. That's what makes your life feel meaningful, you know.
Yes, so much so. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And that's the thing that is part of the work, I guess, of spending time with your journal or with spirit or
the
whatever.
Choosing, making the choice every single day.
And it's staying with the hard questions. Mm-hmm. Because for me, journaling, like I try to, yeah, process or interpret the events that have happened maybe in the previous day or a dream that I had. You know, and what does that mean? What is spirit trying to tell me? How should I maybe change my thinking?
Mm-hmm.
My viewpoint on something? And those are hard questions. It's like, it's so tempting to just give the easy answer and say that you journaled, say mm-hmm. that you mm-hmm. spent time. But the more that you just stay with it and write, it's so much more rewarding.
Right. Because you're living consciously. You're choosing right. to pay attention to what's happened in your day as signs from, I don't like to use the word signs because it's just that word is just, everyone's just kind of thrown up on that word. I'm sorry okay. for lack of better word, better phrasing, but you're choosing to see the deeper meaning in the events of your day
mm-hmm.
instead of just like, oh, whatever.
Just get through it.
Yeah, get through whatever. Okay. Because that way, if you choose to see it that way and to learn from your day and things that have happened, I truly believe you can move through your life more gracefully, you know,
yes.
Move through it more smoothly, you know, instead of like, oh gosh, why does this always happen to me? Things don't always have to happen if we decide to wake up and pay attention to things and learn from them, you know. I mean, there's always layers and all that kind of stuff to move through and things we're all working on. But I have to say that with you doing that in the morning, I mean, there's nothing better. Well, there are a few things better, but I love coming out of my cave in the mornings, you know, when I get my little coffee refill, to see you so engrossed in your journaling or your spiritual reading. I love seeing that instead of seeing you, comatose, tap, tapping,
and staring at the screen and clicking, in your coma.
Yeah. In your web coma.
Absentness.
Yeah.
Absence.
Just like with Absentness. This glazed, with this glazed over look on your face. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And I'm like, I'll say something to you and you don't even look up.
Right.
So anyways, and your energy has been less stabbing at me.
Really?
Just calmer, like this nice flow. And like even the other day, I swear to God, Toast should have just like, it would warrant explosion on Toast's behalf, you know. I was just like on a rampage and you were just so calm.
What are you talking about?
Last night.
When was this?
Really? Well, we're recording
with
this early.
With the spider in the closet and all that stuff, you mean?
No, not with the spider.
And then taking pictures and cleaning up shattered glass.
Yeah, right. Yeah, okay. yeah. And you were just so calm. And I'm like, okay, any day now. And I think part of me was so shocked, you know, my adolescent self was kind of testing in retrospect. Mm-hmm. I swear to God, in retrospect. But I'm like, you know, I kept going at it and I was like, hey, any day now.
Making drama.
Yeah. You didn't even really budge.
Wow.
I mean, you did.
So,
you did. And I was like, okay, here we go. But
we've reached the limits.
But you reined it in and you were like, okay. And I was like, wow, that's really cool. Like you're so conscious that you can just kind of be outside of what was going on, you know, and not be swept up
in the agitation.
Yeah, you didn't let that get the better
you
know, of you.
I'm so glad you saw it that way, because I feel like it did get the better of me, but I guess I was aware of it, and maybe it would have been worse if I hadn't been spending this time in journaling and all that stuff.
I think I think it would have been worse. And
so
when I went to go shower, I was thinking like, wow, I'm so proud of you. Like, you were so nice to me.
Aww.
And like, you were so patient. So when I was taking a shower, I was like, when I'm done with my shower, I'm going to come out and tell you, like, you know what? I love you and you're so awesome. Like, you were just so patient. And that made me feel safe while I was just ranting with my little, you know, I think I take it back. I don't think it was teenage self. I think it was more like, you know, a little 7-year-old having a tantrum. But, okay, I got to tell you all people what happened, because I was done with my shower and I was going to go outside and tell Toast, you know, how awesome she is. But I was still, you know, wrapping things up. I was, you know, brushing my teeth and whatever. And then I hear a little like paper sounds and I turn around and it's Toast. She's shoving a card underneath the bathroom door.
Shoving.
She's sliding a card underneath the bathroom door.
I did it.
And I was like,
tenderly
oh.
and gently.
And I hear her kind of giggle. And I was like, oh. And I look at it. And she slid a card under the door saying sorry for being bitchy, basically. That's what it was.
Basically.
But she wasn't. And it was just so great. It was such a great moment, because I was about to tell her, like, you know, you're so awesome. And then here she is saying, oh, sorry, you know. And I'm like, oh, my God, you know.
Like, when does that happen?
I think we just disgusted everybody maybe a little bit.
Yeah, probably.
But anyways, that really doesn't happen that often.
No, okay, that was like,
seriously. So that was really a breaking point for us.
Yeah, that was a news flash.
That was just a really good moment. Okay, I know we're kind of going on, but so winter solstice, take the time. Take the time. To just get us into the inner feelings and vibe. We let that play a little longer so you could give yourself the gift of the moment. All right, anyway, sounds like a commercial.
Yeah, the gift of the moment.
Okay,
that sounds like a Disneyland commercial.
It does. And speaking of Disneyland, we had a nice treat to be able to go to Disneyland for the second time.
In our lives.
You heard that right?
Actually, you know what? That
was second time.
Well, that was my third time.
Is this a secret coming out? What's going on?
Because, no, I think I told you when I was like right after sixth grade.
Uh-huh.
Then my grandparents took our family.
You guys went to Disneyland?
Yeah, when I was like 12. I never told you that?
Oh my gosh. Maybe I'm having a senior moment, but I don't remember that.
Okay.
You went to Disneyland.
But that's like long ago, right?
Right?
So, anyway.
Oh,
so it's just about completely different now because they're always changing that place.
Well, I went to Disney World.
Right, and I've been to Disney World, too.
You have?
Remember, I was in Florida for a year.
Oh, my God. Okay, you know what? We're here all acting like, you know, we've really not been to Disneyland. But maybe we have.
Technically, we haven't because it's Disney World. It's different from Disneyland anyway.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, boy.
It's just completely different to me anyways. When you're when you're like 12, it's like, how much do you really remember?
It is.
If you're
it
toast.
Is, it is. That's why, you know what, people? Stop bringing your newborns to Disneyland.
I know. We saw so many like young...
We saw so many babies.
And strollers. And so many strollers. And it's like,
but
you know...
But okay, strollers, you know, can have like a little toddler or whatever.
That's true. That's true.
But we're talking babies.
Infants.
Like, I swear to God, I saw so many infants. And I am thinking...
Like in swaddling clothes, okay?
Yeah. It's freezing cold. Please do not bring your babies out here, especially in like places where it's so crowded and people are hat coughing. Don't bring your little baby out there. Poor little babies.
Yeah.
Okay, anyways, I was going to talk about something very happy. We had the pleasure of going to Disneyland during the Christmas time when they have all the Christmas decorations up.
Mm-hmm.
Now that neither of us have witnessed.
True.
I'm like looking at
that's
you.
That's the absolute
is that
truth.
True? Okay. Yes, it's true for me too. So we saw giant, ginormous Christmas trees decorated to the gills. And we got to see the castle. We got to see the castle. And the thing about this is we were having a little dinner break and we heard something going on. And
ladies and gentlemen,
yes,
boys and girls, mm-hmm. Disneyland proudly presents.
Yes, exactly like
something
that.
Something like that.
Yes.
You know.
It's like you were the wizard. It's like you were behind there saying that because it sounded exactly like that.
Is it?
And so anyway, so we're having dinner and the castle's pretty far away, but of course we can see it. And we see that, okay, they're starting this lighting ceremony thing. Yeah. Uh-huh. And they're playing blasting a song and I'm like, oh my God, but we could see it. And so it lights up and it was just gorgeous. It was so beautiful.
And all the trees in front of it start lighting up. Like they're coming closer to you, like the lights. And it's like Magic Kingdom.
Yes. And I'm so excited. I got to just calm down.
Take a breath.
Okay. Take a winter solstice breath. And now we're back. Okay. So we actually, after dinner, went to go see different things, went on some rides. And we were trying to, I forgot what we were doing
at
this point.
Trying to go to the small world place,
yeah,
I
so
think.
We were cutting through, and we're like, wow, all this crowd. People are like standing around for something. We found
and the music's
ourselves,
really loud over
the music
here. What's going on?
So loud. And we found ourselves just kind of stuck right in front of the castle. Like we were closer than ever. And so we're there. We're trying to find our way like around these people. And all of a sudden, bing, the castle lights up. The moment we stopped, we were like, oh my God,
it's lighting up again. Wait a minute.
But this time we were right in front of it and it was just amazing. But that's not what I really wanted to share. What I wanted to share was at the very end of the day at Disneyland, they have a fireworks show.
At 8:40.
Yes.
And this place runs on time.
Yes. And 8:40. We found ourselves on Main Street for the fireworks show. But this show was so special because they are doing the fireworks to Christmas music, okay? Now, I love Christmas, and I am a girly girl. So I love sparkly things and Christmas and bows and ribbons and decorations, and I just get off on that stuff, okay? I love it. Mm-hmm. It just thrills my soul. So we're standing around, and it's just what I noticed was that, you know, we were all like sardines, but it was okay that we were all sardines because we're here watching the show.
Everybody's standing still and just looking
standing up. Standing still, very perfectly straight, great posture. And everyone is very aware of their personal space and respecting everyone else's personal space. Yeah. And, you know, everyone's just there.
It's like polite sardines.
Polite sardines. And as the show is happening, the, you know, the fireworks show, all that's going on, everyone's kind of loosening up.
It's like, but, wow. Yeah, like, you wow. hear overhear people Ooh. Going,
Ooh. Oh, my God, that was great.
That was awesome.
Oh, my God. Oh, look at that one. Like, you hear that. Okay, so everyone's just expressing themselves a little more freely. Okay, but I was not prepared for what was about to happen. And the whole night, this was my joy. This was my joy of the night, okay? Now, a lot of things brought joy, but this just really was just lit me up, okay? At the end of this fireworks show.
Spectacular.
Spectacular fireworks show. It starts to snow. It starts to snow.
I mean, it's fake snow.
It starts to snow, okay? And now...
it's actually little suds.
Everyone...
some kind of suds being blown and spitted out of these big, giant blower okay, machines up above the top of these...
Why? You're still ruining the moment because I'm here telling of how it felt. Sorry. Okay. And you're just saying, like, it was just suds.
No, but it was snowy suds.
You got to backpedal out of that one. Okay, I'm going to just ignore you for a moment.
I'll try to add to the ambiance.
Yeah, add to it. Add to it. I'm creating a moment here. Okay, so it starts to snow. And everyone, not just myself, everyone went a little nuts. And we were all seven-year-olds in a good way that seven-year-olds can be.
In a gentle kind of nuts.
And everyone's just like, wow, wow. And who cares about personal space at this point,
right?
People are bumping into each other, but no one's getting mad
and making eye contact and smiling.
Like, oh my God, oh, it's snowing, it's
like,
snowing,
like grinning fools, you know.
And it was just sheer delight, especially because people let all their guards down, people let the boundaries go in the positive way, and everyone just enjoyed each other, the company. There was one. It was oneness and joy in action.
And we were kind of laughing at each other and with each other because we're looking at the snow. Everybody's kind of looking up and then looking at each other because, like, this snow, right, was like on people's heads. Mm-hmm. And so you see little suds on people's hair and stuff. And it's like you're just pointing and kind of laughing and giggling and people taking pictures and asking people to take pictures of them. Yeah, that was fun.
But it was so delightful. And then, you know, some people were so moved that they decided to just stand there in the middle of the street and make out in such a full, passionate,
inappropriate,
leading to X-rated way. It was like...
inappropriate for workplace behavior. It's like, get a room.
And Toast is like saying, get a room. And I'm like, okay.
Well, right. I'm not telling them, but...
well, you're not telling them,
you know,
but...
people, so, yeah, so after the fireworks show, that's the grand finale of the night. And everybody in the Disneyland theme park is trying to basically leave. So you have this mass sea of humanity just trying to go towards the, you know, go towards the exits. Everybody's very happy and smiling and stuff, but it's been a long day for everybody. Feet are tired. You're walking. Everybody's walking. Strollers are strolling. And yeah, you do pass some people who are standing still and making out.
Yeah.
Which is kind of amusing. Like they were in
It's a different kind of love.
They were in like a full embrace in a giant mouth open lip lock with tongues going everywhere, I'm sure.
But you didn't look.
You couldn't really look because it was uncomfortable.
Yeah, way too uncomfortable. You just kept walking, but it's like, okay.
But you know, yeah, like anyway, you have to think like they must laugh. Be so in love to just be unaware of what's going on around them. To
make it a moment
them.
For themselves there.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, what is their situation, you know? Let's hope it's something so beautiful that it warrants that type of PDA. Yeah.
So that was a moment we wanted to share with you.
That was like so much PDA.
Okay. Are we going to end this podcast on that note? Well, let's not end it on PDA. That's not
let's not end it on PDA.
So how about we just...
Let's play another song from our CD.
Okay. We'll end it with that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, so anyway, so we have a Christmas CD. We've mentioned it before. It's a Christmas season. We only promote it once a year. So, and this is the time for it. 7 days of Christmas. We created the CD from start to finish
in seven days.
And let's see. The next song we would like to play for you is called Do You Hear What I Hear?
Said the night wind to the little lamb. Do you see what I hear?
Do you see what I see?
Way up in the sky, little lamb. Do you see what I see?
Do you see what I see?
A star, dancing in the night with a tail as big as a kite. With a tail as big as a kite. The little lamb to the shepherd boy. Do you hear what I hear?
Do you hear what I hear?
Ringing through the night, shepherd boy. Do you hear what I hear?
Do you hear what I hear?
A song, high above the trees with a voice as big as the sea, with a voice as big as the sea. Said the shepherd boy to the mighty king, do you know what I know?
Know what I know?
In your palace warm, mighty king, do you shivers in the cold, let us bring in silver and gold. Let us bring in silver and gold. Said the king to the people everywhere, listen to what I say. Pray for peace, people everywhere. Listen to what I say. A child, sleeping in the night. He will bring us goodness and light. He will bring us goodness and light.
So thanks so much for listening.
Happy winter solstice. Happy summer solstice.
True. So true. And don't forget, if you like our podcast, please vote for us on Podcast Alley. And we have one more week until, about a week until Christmas again. So we wish you a lot of productivity. Get all your stuff done, but also make time for the quiet.
We'll see you online at girlmeetsgirl.net. And GirlMeetsGirlPodcast.com.
Bye.
Bye.